First name is Gwendolyn, Gwendolyn. Last name is Edwards, Edwards. Date of birth is 8/26/51. This is a, oh, darn it, I always forget. 73-year-old woman who lives in Houston with her daughter, Andrea, who's their primary caregiver, and an ultrasound technician at the Texas Children. Her husband is in a nursing home of 13 years in Bryan. Of 13 years, Miss Edwards was originally born in Bryant, B-R-Y-A-N-T, Texas. She's a nurse, was a nurse at the VA hospital, and I've had experience, extensive experience in medical field in the past period. She has a history of congestive heart failure, coronary artery disease, low ejection fraction. She has above the knee amputation on both sides. The stump have healed. Terrible circulation to the point that they can't even get an access in her arms. She's still dialyzing from a Quinton catheter in her on the right side of her chest because the arm AV fistulas keep closing up. She also has gallbladder, cholecystectomy, cataract surgery, total hysterectomy, cardiac stents, multiple, was told that there's not much else they can do for her. Left arm surgery, left wrist surgery with crush injury, period. She doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink at this time, used to in the past. She has two children, one passed away. Unfortunately, family history, mom died of old age, dad died of diabetes, COVID immunization and flu immunizations are up to date. Review of systems, she uses oxygen, she's short of breath, she's weak, she's chair bound, any kind of activity, even speaking makes her short of breath. And she used to have provider services, which she still needs, but her provider quit and they haven't found a new provider for her, by the way. She also suffers from blindness and she lost her no dentures and she's having trouble with eating. She's lost weight, weak, debilitated, and has what looks like cardiac cachexia to me, allergy, morphine, and Norvasc. Medication, of course, O2 per nasal cannula, then albuterol per nebulizer, then Pulmicort per nebulizer, Keppra 500 milligram a day for seizures. Plavix 75 once a day, aspirin 81 milligram a day. She was on insulin for diabetes, but with the fact that she's on hemodialysis, she no longer needs to be on insulin or any other medication. Crestor 20 milligram a day, trazodone 50 milligram a day, Protonix 40 milligram a day, a phosphate binder, SENOXON, twice a day, and recently placed on Flomax by a urologist. 0.4 milligram once a day, period. On exam, her O2 sat's 92% on 2 liters. Blood pressure is 90 over 60. Respiration is 18. Heart rate is 98. Heart, positive from positive astute, S3, Gallup, lungs, ronchi and RALS, both bases, abdomen soft, positive stumps noted above the knee, both sides. The stumps look good. There's no breaking down of the skin over the stump. She has a right-sided Quinton catheter in place. She has positive JVD. Skin shows decreased turgor. She's also blind in the left eye, despite having cataract surgery in the past. Let's see. She is on assessment number one, 73, almost 74-year-old woman. This month with history of congestive heart failure, O2 dependency, American Heart Association class 4 heart failure, diabetes, off all her medication, including insulin because she's on hemodialysis and her regular circulating insulin lasts for days, congestive heart failure, severe with low ejection fraction, she wears dentures, she's lost weight, she has cachexia, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinence. Bilateral above the knee amputation. She has had multiple stents in her heart because of atherosclerotic heart disease as well as symptoms of angina. She suffers from renal insufficiency. She dialyzes from Quinton catheter. in her right chest. Her circulation is so bad they cannot, she cannot keep a AV fistula for dialysis purposes, period. She goes to dialysis with ambulance ride every day, period. Furthermore, she has seizures that she's controlling with Keppra, and hyperlipidemia along with anxiety and some depression, especially related to her daughter's death, period. The patient definitely has end-stage congestive heart failure and would benefit from palliative and hospice care at home. Her daughter, Andrea, who's also a healthcare provider, agrees with the plans. Thank you.